50-40.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Back here in Branson, bring you back to action here. Lady Bombers with the lead 7-5. Good start for the Lady Bombers, able to handle this three-quarter court pressure and then down to this 1-3-1 in the half court. You know, Coach Leonard's got to be pleased with what he sees out there.
Absolutely. We've got some good shots there. We had some turnovers, but we're moving the ball well. Good, strong skip passes. Got some shots off. Defense looks good. I think he should be happy with that first quarter.
So Branson with it now. Williams driving along the baseline, off the window, left it long. Waymire, the rebound, lost the handle. Scramble for the ball. Husky comes up with it. Ahead to Mullen. Mullen pushing. Broken floor situation. Had Norcross open underneath the rim. Didn't see her. And the ball's turned over. Tried to skip it to Waymire. Williams now across the timeline. Hesitation move. Back to the left hand. Driving. Almost stepped out of bounds. Got it to Grimm. Grimm back out. Rivero, so whistle, and a foul is called. It's going to go on the baseline.
Foul called on number 10, Parker Husky.
Parker Husky called for the foul, be her first, team's third. Here in the second, in the first half. First foul of the second quarter.
Yeah, right now, Dylan, we've got their best player, number 15, kind of frustrated.
As they throw it out of bounds on the inbound, they throw it. How does that stay with Branson if nobody touched it?
I think he said Blue's ball, but down here is where we're going to
throw
okay,
it. Okay, yeah, that's right. So they must signal stuff differently in Missouri over here.
Yeah, it's totally different. Than.
Saw him point that way. I was like, wait a minute.
He definitely pointed hard towards
yeah,
White.
Yeah, he was like, wait a minute. We don't have anybody that tall anymore. Ball's turned over. Branson with the basketball. Rivero's driving, 10-foot jumper, good, and the game is tied. Rachel Rivero's first bucket of the game, first bucket in the second quarter. Mullen tried to bounce it into Waymire, it's turned over, Branson with it.
We see the difference of trying to dribble through that pressure versus pass through.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Looks like Branson's extended their 1-3-1 a little bit, so they're trying to get a few more turnovers, a little bit more pressure on the ball. Ball's knocked back out. Heil, three, air ball, and Lady Bombers will get it back.
Into the game for Mountain Home will be number 24, Amelia Rucker.
Amelia Rucker steps back in.
She
replaced Cameron Mullen.
Also number 24.
Another substitution for Kip Boo's Lady Pirates, Lily Server. Husky will throw in. Husky looking, gets it into Rucker. Rucker working, picks up her dribble, skips it ahead to Jackson. Ball's almost stolen, but got tipped out of bounds. Mountain Home will keep possession.
Branson's really pulling that 1-3-1 up now. Three-quarter court.
It looks like they're switching between when they're pressing from a 1-3-1 to a diamond press a little bit, it seems like. Kind of sinking that middle girl back and then just keeping that back girl underneath the rim as ball's knocked out of bounds. Is that what you've seen so far? Because it kind of looks like they're changing defenses, but it's a slight change.
It is a slight change. You know, I think we'll see our big girls, Annie and Lauren, start coming up a little bit now that they've extended that press so it doesn't just get put on the guards here.
Rucker, Husky, Jackson. Jackson got it tipped away. Ball's turned over. Two Lady Pirates run into each other. That took out the layup that they would have had. Server and Riveros. Both, it was 2-on-0 at the rim. They both ran over each other, and it
good defense
actually
by helped. Himself.
Yeah, we have a whistle and a foul.
It'll
be Lauren Waymire's first, team's fourth. Branson will throw in. Hagston looking, gets it to Heil. Heil driving with the left hand, good, and Branson has the lead. Shelby Heil's first bucket. Jackson, now to Rucker. Rucker on the left wing. Back out Jackson. Between the circles, now to Husky. Husky looking, dribbling with the right hand. Hesitation move, steps back. Now she's going to drive again. Picks up her dribble inside to Waymire off the window. Long rebounded, picked up again by Waymire. She'll pick it out. Rucker for three. Bingo!
Nice job by Lauren collecting herself after she missed that shot and finding Amelia out there for the wide-open three to step into.
You know, when you're playing a zone, that's one thing that will show up is those extra rebounding lanes.
That's right.
And they got that offensive rebound. Rucker was wide open.
I don't know how many times an offensive rebound leads to a wide-open three, but it's a lot,
yeah.
I would say.
Broken floor situation. Seaver, three-pointer, won't go. Rebound Waymire and a whistle and a foul.
Great positioning by Lauren there to get number five to fight through to try to get that board.
Uh-huh. And we have whistle substitution. Chloe Grimm will step back in. Aubrey Williams and Hadley Houston. First time she's been in the game, 35. A 5'8 junior. Whistle. Got tipped out of bounds. Lady Bombers will get it back.
Looks like we're going to run our full court press offense here.
Now, see, they're kind of bringing those wings up, so it's almost disguised as a diamond press.
It is. You're right.
Ball's tipped out again. Mountain Home will get it back on the baseline. 5:08 left in this first half. Lady Bombers up 10-9.
Yeah, you're right. As they do it, as the ball goes up, they kind of drop back into that 1-3-1 as they go right through there.
Well, Lady Bombers will throw in the backcourt again. Now to Rucker. Rucker back to Jackson with the shadow of her own goal behind her. Jackson bounced to Husky. Husky met by two Lady Pirates. Now to Jackson. Lady Bombers heading the wrong way. Got to go up the floor. Throws it to Waymire over her head. And it'll go out of bounds. Last touched by the Lady Bombers. Emma Wilbur steps in, sees her first action of the ball game. Grimm with it, walking it up across the timeline. Now on the sword of the Branson logo. Tried to get it inside to Grimm again, and it's turned over. Norcross comes up with it. Husky now across the timeline to Norcross. Norcross into Waymire. Waymire off the glass, long. Wilbur got a hand on it, but it's picked up by Branson. Branson driving, Williams. Lost the handle, got it back. Met by two Lady Bombers. Over to number 23. That was Macy Rogers. Missed the three. Rebounded by Waymire. Husky met by a double team. Kicked to Norcross in the corner. Down to Waymire on the low block. Back to Husky. Swung to Norcross. Swung to Rucker. Almost had another three go down. Rattled around. And it's picked up again by Branson. Here's Hagston. Hagston, three-pointer on the way from Williams. Won't go. Rebounded by Husky. Husky cross the timeline over to Norcross. She'll put up the corner three, in and out. Rolled around a couple times, and there's a whistle, and it's last touched by the Lady Bombers.
Man, I thought that hit every part of the rim three or four times.
That rolled around twice.
It did. I'm glad you're having to keep up with Branson's numbers because the way they're substituting in, it's very hard to know who's in there.
I know Kip Boo. I've known him for a little bit. He likes to go very deep in his bench. I mean, looking at his roster, he's got 26 girls on his roster. Now, I can't see if they're all on the bench over there, but.
And every dead ball, there's two or three coming in, too.
They got a lot of kids over here in Branson. I mean, they got more kids on their girls' roster than the boys and the girls here at Mountain Home do combined.
Yeah.
But just judging by it, it almost looks like they don't have a junior high team because there's a lot of ninth graders that are on there.
There are a lot of freshmen on here.
Branson will throw in. Grimm gets it to Williams. Williams driving, met by three Lady Bombers. A whistle and a reach-in foul is called. 3:36 left in the first half. Lady Bombers leading 10-9. Grimm looking, still looking into Macy Rogers. Branson working the ball around. Skip pass. We're at a strange angle here this afternoon. Got down to Hagston. A whistle and a foul's called, but it's not going to be on the shot. It's going to go on Parker Husky.
I think they got
it on Norcross.
Yeah, they got it on
Okay.
Norcross.
I didn't see Norcross there, but it's going to be her second foul, so that hurts the Lady Bombers a little bit.
Yeah, one of the rules of defense is you never want that offensive player to cross in front of your face there. And that's what Branson did there, to able to get that shot. But Annie, I think, came over to try to help and end up picking up the foul.
A whistle, and this one will be on the shot. I believe this one will be on Husky. Just got caught behind a screen and was trailing her. Be the third on Parker Husky, so she'll have to come out for a little bit. First free throw's good by Haney. And the ball game is tied. Rachel Rivera will step back in. The second free throw from Haney is rattled around and picked up by Lauren Waymeyer.
So right now we don't have Cam or Parker in, so Cade and Amelia are going to have to run our point guard situation for us.
Jackson back to Rucker. Rucker looking ahead to Waymeyer. Waymeyer goes up and gets it. Rucker swung to Jackson. Jackson tried to get it to Waymeyer, picked off. Rivera's driving. Rivera's will bring it back out up top, and now Branson will run some offense. Williams back to Rivera's. Rivera's thought about a three, but she'll bring it back down. Puts it on the deck. Goes to the spin move. Back to Hagston. Three-pointer on the way from Williams from the right corner. Long rebound. Won't go, and it'll go out of bounds. Last touched by Branson. Tell you, got a little hair right there. Looked like a long rebound out of Waymeyer's hands, and she saw that her girl might have a chance to get it, so she just boxed her out.
Yeah. Let the ball go out of bounds, yeah.
Smart play. Cameron Mullen will come back in, replacing Annie Norcross. So it's Mullen, Jackson, Wilbur, Waymeyer, and Rucker, the five for the Lady Bombers. Ball's kicked down to Rucker in the left corner. Skip to Jackson. Jackson to Waymeyer, right corner. Skip to Mullen. Rucker. Rucker's going to pull up for the mid-range two. Long rebound almost got to Waymeyer, went through her hands, and it's picked up by Williams. Williams walking it up back to Rivera's. Rivera's going to drive. Kick to Williams. Williams back to Rivera's. Tried to get it back to Highland. It's picked up by the Lady Bombers. Great job by Emma Wilbur. And miscommunication, and the Lady Bombers will throw it away in the backcourt. And Branson will throw in front of the Lady Bomber bench. Jocelyn Queen, another Lady Pirate, into the game. Didn't see her check in. They have played 12 girls right now as the layup by Williams is missed. Lady Bombers with the basketball. Almost turned over. Jackson with it across the timeline. Under two remaining. 10-10 our score. Wilbur back to Jackson. Left wing three. Bingo! Knocks it home, and the Lady Bombers have the lead once again.
Good ball movement by the Lady Bombers, going inside-outside game. Emma hit the wide-open shot. Kate stepped into it.
That's their third three of the ball game. Good shooting so far by the Lady Bombers. McQueen driving baseline. Whistle got knocked out of bounds. Another substitution, if you could believe that, for Branson. Hagston will step back in. Williams will step out. I tell you, it just seems like they keep adding kids to their bench like middle of the game.
By the Bombers there. Good job.
Waymeyer comes up with the turnover over to Wilbur now. Back to Cameron Mullen. Mullen will walk it up. Minute 20. Lady Bombers up 13-10. Ball's knocked away. Picked up by Rucker. Rucker going to pull up. 15-footer. Left it long, and it's rebounded by Heil. Heil. Now to Haney. Haney back to Rivera's. Rivera's. Heil on the far side. Back to Grimm. Grimm back to Haney. Haney inside to Grimm. Grimm lost the handle. It'll be last touched by Branson. Lady Bombers will get the basketball. Lady Bombers up 13-10. 50 seconds left in this first half. We're going to have the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show coming up for you. We're going to talk to Josh Fulcher. See what these Branson Pirates are going to do today. Talk to him about the future a little bit as well. Jackson, now to Waymeyer. Waymeyer to Rucker. Rucker off the left block. Shot is blocked. And it's picked up by Branson. Heil. Rivera's pushing ahead. Met by three Lady Bombers. Scoop shot. And a travel's called.
Tried to take the jump step. Took one step too many.
Looked like she tried to connect a jump step or jump stop to a jump stop.
Yeah. Really good call by the official, because a lot of times you get caught up in trying to call that foul right there.
Yeah, looking for the contact.
Yeah.
Lady Bombers with it. 25 seconds remaining. Ball's turned over by Mullen. Over to Grimm. A big gaggle of people fighting for the loose ball, but it's going to be last touched by Branson.
Those two teammates fighting for the ball and got their feet tangled up together and went out of bounds on Branson.
I tell you what, it's been a good game so far. Both teams are hustling hard, trying to get those 50-50 balls. So this is a good test for the Lady Bombers. This is comparable to a team, a couple teams they might see in their conference, like a Van Buren and Alma, just teams that are not only athletic, but they're also smart. You know, they're well-coached. So this is good preparation for the Lady Bombers. Waymire on a low block. Loose ball picked up by Branson. And a whistle and a timeout. Branson got the loose ball and the timeout. Great hustle by them. Branson gets the timeout. Lady Bombers lead 13-10, 8.8 seconds remaining in the first half. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time than now with easy pick payment plans, 12, 24, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers, Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you. Go Bombers!
So back here in Branson, fresh out of the timeout on the loose ball, picked up by Branson. Kip Boo got the timeout in time. So they'll throw in front of their own bench. They'll have to go about 65 feet here with about 8.8 seconds remaining.
It'd be a good stop for the Lady Bombers
right
here. I know we always talk about end of quarter situations. We get the ball to start the second half. We need to hold them from scoring right here, going to half with a three-point lead, see if
yes.
we can't build on that lead. So Lady Bombers really need to focus and D up right here.
Grimm inbounds it to Riveros. Riveros down to six. Back to Grimm. Down to four. Down to three. They're going to have to put up a shot. Rogers for three. Won't go. And that'll do it for the half. So Lady Bombers do a great job this first half playing defense, holding Branson to 10 points. We're going to take a short little break, come back, check some stats, and talk to Josh Fulcher. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by Abbott.